At one time, there was talk of Winston-Salem Mayor Alan Joynes running for governor of North Carolina. But he wishes Governor Pat McCrory the best, and Mayor Joynes says he's exactly where he wants to be.
I like getting things done, and being mayor of a city our size, in my opinion, can be very effective.
According to Mayor Joynes, being effective means having good connections at the local, state, and federal government levels, being skilled in forging collaborations across diverse populations, and having a clear vision for Winston-Salem.
We are moving into a knowledge-based economy based on seven sectors of financial services, medicine, biomedicine, design, advanced manufacturing, travel and tourism, and logistics. So what we've got to make sure we do and we're doing is to marry up training opportunities for individuals who have been displaced so that they can be competitive for the new types of jobs that we're creating. For instance, Forsyth Tech has created a logistics training program.
Mayor Joynes first took office in 2001. During that time, the city has lost nearly 15,000 traditional manufacturing jobs. But Mayor Joynes emphasizes 17,000 new positions in healthcare, education, and corporate management are filling in some gaps.
We've been successful in recruiting new companies here like Caterpillar, Herbalife, NS Aviation. The research park is the fastest growing research park in the country right now. We'll have over 3,000 individuals working there by this summer. Then we've also been successful in retaining companies here, like Inmar. They were being recruited very heavily by Atlanta, so we were able to put together a package to keep those 1,000 jobs here in Winston-Salem. We created a program called RUCA, which is Revitalizing Urban Commercial Areas, and we created a little task force to look at business licensing, business regulations, to make sure that we don't have too many impediments for abilities to small businesses to grow and prosper. I'm proud of our initiative to address childhood obesity. We've been very successful with our 10-year plan to end chronic homelessness. We had a goal of 600 housing units, and we've created about 560 of those. And we're working on a final project right now, fundraising for it, that if we're successful, we will have reached our goal of 600, probably exceeded our goal of 600. So just lots of good successes, and we want to try to build on those for the next term.
Now he believes under his continued leadership, Winston-Salem will improve in other critical areas.
I think I do want to focus on a number of special initiatives, one being to trying to reduce the unacceptable levels of poverty in some areas of our city and areas of hunger in our city. More targeted job training programs and the development of middle-income housing in our East Winston community. And the second passion is just to make sure that our young people understand the importance of an education. And we are in a knowledge-based economy here that they've got to have a good foundation to participate in it.
In 2005 and in 2009, Mayor Joynes ran unopposed. But last October, Gardenia Henley submitted a statement of organization with the Forsyth County Board of Election, indicating she's running for the office of Winston-Salem mayor. Both Henley and Mayor Joynes are Democrats. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News in Winston-Salem.